A new book is coming out, and this is the second book written by Baltimore writer Ariel S. Winter. It's with Atria Books, an imprint of Simon & Schuster. It's called Barren Cove, and it is falling somewhat into the sci-fi genre. It's a great pleasure to have you here, Ariel. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get onto the new book, I'd love to talk about your debut novel just for a moment, The 20-Year Death, because that is a again, looking at a kind of genre, the sort of crime fiction thing, and drawing rather a lot, it seems to me, on quite established writers and doing something of a pastiche on their styles, right?
Yes, yeah. It's split into three complete novels, each one in the style of the preeminent crime writer of the decade that the novel takes place in. So the first novel takes place in 1931, and it's in the style of Georges Simenon. The second book takes place in 1941, and it's in the style of Raymond Chandler. And the third book takes place in 1951, and it's in the style of Jim Thompson. But one character, actually several characters, but one main character appears through all three, and that is what ties it together to be one novel, even though it is comprised of three self-contained novels as well.
Also, a little bit of a nod to F. Scott Fitzgerald, which is very appropriate for a book that is somewhat set in Baltimore. I think that every writer will find a writer that they really admire. And I think it's inevitable that some of that will rub off on our style. But I'm thinking that some people are very attuned to accent. And if they are with somebody who has an accent, they will start speaking with that accent as well. So
right.
I think some people perhaps are more sensitive to that. And it seems that you are in terms of how you are influenced by writers.
Yes, I've always enjoyed imitating writers that I love. One thing that I learned while writing The 20-Year Death is that that's not always in the language. Sometimes that is in the way that they tell a story or the structure of a story. So, for example, from the section based on Chandler, I don't do any Chandlerisms. There's none of the, you know, metaphors, the sort of floral metaphors, which for most people, that is sort of the definition of Chandler. But I still structure the story the way that Chandler does. And that's what still gives it that feel, even though the writing is not the same.
What is interesting about your writing, though, is that it's not pure genre writing. And looking now at Barren Cove, your second novel, as I say, it's somewhat in the science fiction genre, but you are playing around with that quite a lot.
Yeah, I consider myself a genre bender. I like to jump into different genres and do my own spin on them, try to do something slightly new with them. And so this is a novel sort of based on Victorian fiction, but it takes place in the future and with robots. So that's the science fiction aspect to it, but it's intentional that it should read more like a Victorian novel than a sci-fi novel.
This is Barren Cove, and its release date is today, and there will be a reading at Atomic. That'll be on the 28th. For more information, you can go to the website simonandschuster.com, and it's such a pleasure to speak to Baltimore writer Ariel S. Winter. Thank you so much. I hope this book does as wonderfully as your first one did.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.